This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On today's Live Friday edition, myself, David Knight, and others will be breaking down and laying out, obviously, the ongoing mental meltdown of the Democratic Party and the arrogant, deceptive corporate media. But in the next segment, I'm going to break down with Roger Stone the amazing accomplishments of Donald Trump, namely, basically defeating ISIS. They admit it's in two small pockets now and has been destroyed, something Obama and Hillary created. That said, I understand people that are critical of the tax cuts not being delivered and Obamacare not being repealed. And we see Republican leaders, the people we can trust, like Rand Paul, saying the Senate Republicans don't want to get rid of it. They want it. Well, of course, the Republican establishment with the Democrats wrote Obamacare. That's what's so frustrating about Democrats is they think it's like some goodie they're getting and some free thing when Gruber and others are calling you dumb idiots with goldfish memories. I mean, that's what's crazy. I know the Republicans are bad, the leadership. I know the Democrats' leadership is bad as well. I understand we're up against the entire establishment. Now, some people sit there and think because I'm so supportive of Trump that I somehow support that establishment. Trump is clearly against that establishment. He's trying to make deals with them, and they're blocking him. He has to continue to rally the people and go after the Republican leadership as much as he goes after the Democrats, because they are his enemy. And whereas the Democrats are more and more delusional and incompetent, led by the big winner, Pelosi, who thinks she's invincible, the Republicans are a much shrewder group of crooks at the top. Now, I hope that Pence, the vice president, can be trusted. I like him overall, but he's kind of a man between two worlds, between establishment Republicans, evangelicals, and then, of course, the whole Trump populist movement. And I understand why Drudge and others have been critical of Trump, trying to push him to be true on his agenda. But I think the larger issue, as InfoWars has pointed out, and so has Drudge and others, is the Republican establishment. So I just want to keep that elephant in the room in the spotlight as much as possible. But I also want people to pull back and realize we just got a good Supreme Court nominee, and we're getting a lot of good things happening that I'll mention coming up in the next segment that I'll chronicle in studio with Roger Stone. But this is a really, really big time to be alive. And I just want people to realize it's not a lesser of two evils. I want to push the Republicans. I want to remove the establishment Republicans. I want to take the whole country back. I want to make the Democrats a, you know, basically land of fruits and nuts group only that can then be rehabilitated. They're already a coastal minority party. When I say minority, I mean liberal, socialist, communist views that we know are total failures. But at the same time, if we sit there and put our main focus on Trump and where he stumbles, that gives them aid and comfort. And if they take back over, they intend to pull up the free press. They intend to federalize the elections like Venezuela and bring us into an authoritarian system because they know we've rejected them. So we're facing true authoritarianism. And we're facing people that want to openly overthrow Trump. And a lot of folks are hedging their bets thinking that, let's be somewhat critical of Trump because they might bring him down and we don't want to be associated with a loser. That's how we're going to lose. We have to be all in defending each other, defending the free press, defending other libertarian and conservative and nationalistic talk show hosts. Even though we don't all agree with each other 100%, we're not out to get the country. We want prosperity. We're pro-freedom. We're pro-gun. We're pro-free market. We're pro-low taxes. Look, Obama didn't get Obamacare for 2 years. If Trump gets rid of it in his first three or four, I'll be happy. We need to get rid of it quicker because it's about to bankrupt the economy. And, of course, that's the other big issue. Trump's trying to get the economy going. It's had some big success, but the Fed's set to raise rates, try to put a damper on that. It's clear the whole global establishment is against Trump. And a lot of people, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and also foreign governments and corporations think that there's strength in numbers. Not when globalism's tide is going out and not when humanity is awake. It's our actions and our political speech and our financial actions that really do determine things. This is a people power issue. All right, back to the live transmission coming up after the break. We're going to lay out Trump's amazing accomplishments because it's something the globalists don't want to recognize. It's something the left doesn't want to hear. So we're going to celebrate our strengths, but also expose our weaknesses. weaknesses so we can improve them and fix them and move on. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. It's a revolutionary act to spread that link. So please continue, my friends. We're on the march, and the empire is on the run.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're going to be so proud of your country if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country.
In terms of the presidential, I think they thought the same thing. Maybe there was overconfidence that who would vote for him.
We're going to turn it around, and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans.
But the fact is, it doesn't matter who would vote for him. You have to be very positive about your own agenda. And that's what we're about right now as we go forward with our, hopefully, a successful attempt to win the Congress.
We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
That's what we did in 05 and 06. Republican president in the White House, Republican president in the White House. We're the voices. The Senate leader and I are the voices for winning those races in our House and the Senate.
And you say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
In fact, affected California very directly is the Affordable Care Act. President Bush has come out against that, as you know.
We're going to keep winning because we're going to make America great again. I love you.
And we're ready.
It's Friday, the 14th of July, 2017. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and David Knight's going to be in studio with Owen Schroyer. We're going to have Leanne McAdoo joining us via Skype and so much more. But I had to come in here at the very start of the transmission with Roger Stone. He's here while we're engineering the launch of more broadcasts, more TV shows. So we've kind of got a staycation going on today as we prepare the next level of the info war. But we had to come in because we've gotten a little bit lackadaisical, myself included. We've gotten a little bit instant gratification. We've gotten to the point where I think we just expect Trump to always be able to deliver. You know, they've had British members of parliament come out who don't even agree with a lot of his policies, but say he's an honorable man who'll go down in history as incredibly reviled by so many people because he actually did what he said he would do. So I'm not in some worship Trump fest here, okay? But compared to Hillary Clinton and getting good Supreme Court nominees and then getting the Supreme Court nominee seated and seeing the globalists in a total tailspin and witnessing the pull out of the TPP and witnessing the pull out of the carbon tax, and it just goes on and on. 60%+ down the level of illegals coming across the border. It was 40-something just a month into his administration. This is real action, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the elites hate him. But then I was thinking today, the big one. I was driving in this morning listening to NPR, and they were having to admit that ISIS is basically gone. It's only in one city in Syria and one city in Iraq, and has basically been pushed into a few enclaves, a few neighborhoods. This is so massive. Trump said, we will knock out ISIS in the first 6 months, and they've basically done it. Our military's done it. And remember, it was Obama. It was Obama. With Hillary and with the Arab Spring and with the CIA and with NATO and with France that openly pushed the Arab Spring and turned all those countries over from Libya to part of Syria to Egypt to Sunni-backed rebels out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other areas. This is incredible. Our government did this, and there's Trump saying, Obama did it, but now it's my problem. I take responsibility. We're dealing with it. Total leadership. And then it hit me. And I said, Roger, we got to, you know, get in here and get on air and talk about this, because this is the big enchilada. It's the same thing with North Korea. It was the Clintons on record that gave them the reactors, the missile secrets. Even the New York Times admits that. They're the ones that caused the current weaponization with Kim Jong-il and his son, Kim Jong-un, and Trump's cleaning that up again and getting the Russians to do something and getting the Chinese to do something because he's straight shooting him. He's not a globalist playing countries off against each other, and they respect that. What he's done with ISIS and our military has done is incredible. But there aren't victory parades. He never told people he was even going in. He doesn't tell them when he's coming. It's so refreshing and real. It just boggles the mind that he's killing globalism and the strategic tension where they try to create the crises and create the boogeyman. It's amazing. And he wants reciprocal business deals that are good for both sides. Roger, I just wanted to come in here and talk about that Trump and our military have pretty much defeated the rebirth of Al-Qaeda, 20 times bigger, known as ISIS. Instead of elements of our CIA and others working with radical Islam, he's saying, no, we're not selling out Europe and the U.S. for this. No, we're not bringing in millions of military-age men. 10 million is enough already in Europe, UN's numbers. I mean, it's amazing how good he is. I just have to tell the truth. I know it's popular to be anti-establishment, but the establishment's against Trump. People keep saying, Alex, you used to be anti-establishment, now you're for it. He's our beachhead. We're in the fight of our lives. This is history happening. Roger, we're teleprompter free. We didn't script this breakdown. Am I accurate?
I think you're right on the money. What bothers me, Alex, is, or I should say annoys me, is the president's not getting the credit he deserves. 2 weeks ago, I had the occasion to talk to the president of Somalia. There, the Trump-led attack on the ISIS insurgency, the local insurgency called Al-Shabaab, has the radicals on the run. The president doesn't blow his own horn, but whether it is foreign policy accomplishments or the fact that the national debt is down by $100 billion.
Incredible. No, it's only been going up and up and up and up forever.
No, in the same time period.
Wait a minute. That's even bigger. And I remember seeing that, and no one's even talking about it.
But in the same time period, the national deficit was up $600 billion under Barack Obama. This reminds me very much of Ronald Reagan, the S&P, hitting record levels. He gets no credit for that. So he's turning around the national economy. He's got ISIS truly on the run, and he's not getting the credit for it.
I mean, he's got them KO'd. I mean, now they've gone from saying they're invincible to now whining and complaining and playing victim.
Yeah, it's true. You got a different breed of cat in Donald Trump. He's not about bragging about his accomplishments. He's about turning around the situation. And he's not getting from the mainstream media the kind of credit that I think he deserves.
Roger, you're absolutely right. Let's see if Harris is in the control room. He's one of our great researchers and video editors, one of our new hires the last 6 months, doing a fabulous job. This morning I was talking about this in the hall, and he heard me and said, that's what I'm working on, is the first 6 months of Trump and his accomplishments. And again, you've got to give people credit when they do it. This is why the power structure is so scary. Harrison, what's your two cents to all this?
Well, I just thought the 6 month line would be a good one, because typically you do the 100 days. But if you look back at Trump's 100 days, a lot of good stuff had happened, but there was still a lot of stuff was sort of unfinished. And now, just in the last couple weeks, so much stuff has happened. I mean, defeating ISIS and getting the wall funded and all these different things.
That happened today.
Oh, I mean,
if I get the wall or yesterday. You can't keep track of it.
You can't keep track. And I started listing it out. And I mean, by the end, I had like 75 things. And I was like, I mean, this video is going to be long. It's going to be huge. And I, you know, it's just going to be like, you know, a can't stump the Trump style thing. It's just going to be a celebration, just saying, can we just take a moment and look back and see all the victories we've had over the last 6 months? It's really incredible.
Exactly. I mean, he hasn't gotten rid of a lot of the deep state people because they're all rebelling against him. But it doesn't matter with the power of the presidency, $3 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions in new jobs. It just makes the head spin. The Second Amendment off the ropes, the travel ban of 7 failed states.
The S&P 500 hits $20 trillion for the first time. 298,000 new jobs since Donald Trump became president. The manufacturing index at an all-time high. These are real accomplishments.
I like Dent and others that said this couldn't happen, but I'm telling you, Trump did it.
Well, and once he started talking about our NATO allies not paying their fair share, guess what? They coughed up $10 billion when we had been carrying their load. Again, due only to the leadership of Donald J. Trump.
You're absolutely right. I saw Corsi in the control room. Can we get him over there? I want to just, this is unscripted. I just saw him in the control room there on the camera. Doc, throw in a few of your points on this.
Well, I mean, I've said from the beginning that Donald Trump is going to win. And he is, I think, gaining greater experience with how Washington works and will very shortly, I think, be able to turn the situation around even in the White House. Some basic changes have got to occur. He's got to fire Priebus, in my opinion. He's got to get the people in the White House out who are not Trump loyalists. And it's not New York City. And in Washington, the first premise is everybody's going to lie to you. And people are going to tell you they're your friends when they're your enemies. Trump has got to be able to sort this out.
Because it's law of the land. It's not people that want to be in business with you for 50 years and who want you to know they can count on you. It's a bunch of screw jobs, mentally ill scum and parasites, and he's got to understand that. But what's his greatest accomplishment? I think it's breaking political correctness's will, letting us know that globalism is poison, and letting us know it's good to be proud to be Americans again. He's breaking the spirit of the parasites, Doc.
Well, I think he's done a huge job in exposing fake news. The American people are really now attuned to what InfoWars is all about, which is that there's lying going on constantly by a government-controlled media.
That's right. We're out of time for this segment. David Knight is coming up right after this break. And remember, there's more silver linings here. We have Pelosi saying she is a winner. She is victory. I mean, this is the icing on the cake, is how delusional and out of control they are. So it's amazing. Thanks, Doc. Thank you, Harrison. And thank you, Roger Stone, being here in town with us.
Great to be here.
All right, folks, be part of the revolution. Infowars.com. It's a revolutionary act to spread those articles and videos and jam them down the globalist throats. So let's keep it up. More live straight ahead.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news. Your organization's terrible, false and fake.
Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Wright on this Friday, July 14th, 2017. We've got a lot of news coming up. Tell you what, it's a bipartisan swamp, and this video with Bill Clinton and George W. just reminds you how there is no difference. As many said, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republican and Democrat Party establishment. And we're seeing that now with Obamacare as well. And I think this pathetic video that we see, we've got an article up at Infowars.com talking about how Bill Clinton is not looking too healthy here. He's chewing his tongue. His hand is quivering during the appearance. But when I look at this, we'll show you this video. When I look at this and when I listen to these guys, what I see is the decrepit state of a dying establishment desperate to unify against Trump and against the American people who elected him. They are desperate to do anything that they can. It's absolutely amazing. Let's play that clip and listen to what they have to say. And those of you watching it, you can see Bill Clinton as his hand is shaking, his lips are quivering, and you can hear it in his voice. That's something his voice has been with him for a long time. But let's take a look at that clip.
If you want to be president, realize it's about the people, not about you. And when it's over, and that's what a lot of these people who are real arrogant in office, they forget. Time passes, and it passes more quickly than you know.
Yeah.
You want to be able to say, people were better off when I quit, kids had a better future, things were coming together. You don't want to say, God, look at all the people I beat, or the people I worked over. I think the most important thing is to be humble, to listen, to realize everybody's got a story. All the things I learned as a kid.
Listen, the only thing you disagreed with in my platform was that Texas ought to take Arkansas.
Now, what I disagreed with is he wanted to get all of our water and not pay very much money for it.
Right. Yeah, the brother from another mother, as they called each other, because that's the way they are. This is like, they see each other like the royalty of England and the royalty of Russia and Germany, that sort of thing. They see themselves as an intercollective part of the elite establishment. You see this picture of Bill Clinton not looking too good. As a matter of fact, I think he's looking worse than Jimmy Carter, who just passed out doing some home improvements as part of his charitable work in Canada. It wasn't all that heavy. But I mean, Jimmy Carter's 92 years old. He's still working at Habitat Humanity doing things. And that's a real difference from what we see with Barack Obama. In the past, we have seen presidents like Jimmy do things like Jimmy Carter. They would write their memoirs. They would basically get out of politics when their time in Washington was over. We didn't see that with Barack Obama. And we're not seeing that now with Bill Clinton and with George W. They're coming out and directly criticizing Donald Trump. Why? Because Donald Trump is going in a different direction, quite obviously, and they understand that. Now, when you look at his health situations, you see his trembling hand. In 2013, he denied he had Parkinson's. He said he had gone to a doctor. He told Huffington Post, he said, I went to a doctor because my hand's been shaking. He said, I wanted to make sure that it was Parkinson's. They said it wasn't, but he didn't say what it was, what kind of situation that he has here. It's so anyway, we'll get back to that. But what I want to focus on is Obama, because we had this lawsuit come out at the beginning of the week. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, suing the Trump campaign and suing Roger Stone. And this was a group that was the White House, headed by Obama's White House counsel, a guy named Ian Bassin. And the name of the group is United to Protect Democracy. As you pointed out when this broke live on the nightly news Wednesday night, we talked about the fact that they named this group after a phrase that was in Obama's farewell speech, except Obama didn't go farewell. Obama stayed in Washington. And we talked about that at the time, how unusual that was, that he set up a residence there. He brought in Eric Holder, said, we're going to get involved in redistricting. We're going to have a lot of lawsuits. Eric Holder, of course, is attorney general. They're going to lawyer up, and they're going to have lawsuits against various states trying to win in court what they lost in the elections. Because remember, state houses, looking at state offices across the country and congressional offices, the Democrats lost over 1,000 offices under Barack Obama. And so what they're going to do is they're going to focus on trying to change gerrymandering laws. They had no problem with gerrymandering when they were the majority, but now they do. And so we had Barack Obama this week, his former White House counsel and the group United to Protect Democracy, taken from Obama's farewell address, they sued Roger Stone. And we're going to tell you what Obama did last night and the importance of this. They're not going to take this line down. So it's got Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, the entire Washington establishment arrayed against Donald Trump, and I would say also arrayed against his agenda to try to change Obamacare. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, July 14th, 2017. We were just talking about Barack Obama and his active opposition, far more active than the slander that we saw Bill Clinton and George W. engage in that forum that we just played for you. What Barack Obama is doing, and we talked about this at the very beginning, he brings in Valerie Jarrett, actually was living with him in the house that he bought or is renting in Washington to stay there. Unprecedented. We haven't had any presidents do that. Remember, we had George Washington essentially set the pattern, like Cincinnatus, the Roman leader. He went back to his farm, went back to the plow. He imposed a two-term limit on himself voluntarily and then got out of it. And that's been the tradition of our presidents, with the exception of Woodrow Wilson, who still was not active the way Barack Obama is becoming active. Last night, he headed a fundraiser for the National Democratic Redistricting Committee. Now, what is this? This is the organization, we reported this earlier, said he's going to have Eric Holder work with him to sue legislatures across the country. Why? Because under Barack Obama, the Democrats lost over 1,000 seats. So what they can't win at the ballot box, they want to win in court. That's the way these guys operate. That's what they're trying to do across the country. They're trying to tie up Trump's agenda and his valid executive orders that he has the right to do this. This is something that even the Supreme Court upheld. And, of course, there's been another move on that today. A Hawaiian judge, when you get to that later, came back and said, oh, well, you know, they said family members, and you interpreted that as immediate family members, but we're going to interpret that as the entire extended family. Anybody that can prove some kind of relationship to these people will be allowed to come in. So that's the way they continue to roll in the courts. But I want to give you an example of why this is important. Understand that gerrymandering is something that has been around from the very beginning of our republic. And that is creating bizarre districts to try to favor one party or the other. They looked at one of these districts that was drawn and said, looks like a salamander. And, of course, it's gotten to a real precise science now where they can jump from one side of the road to the other side with the computerized databases that they've had. And that's been there for decades. And a good example of the way this has worked that applies to Obama is what I saw in North Carolina when I was living there. I was watching it very closely. In 2008, North Carolina went for Barack Obama. Just 2 years later, there was a massive blowback against that. The Democrats basically lost every statewide election, but they didn't lose any seats in Congress. That was the only exception. Why? Because of gerrymandering that the Democrats have always done. And the Democrats had always controlled the state legislature since Reconstruction. And for the first time, the state legislature changed hands and North Carolina became Republican. Now, 2010 was an important year. That was the year that they did the census, and it was the year that they redrew the districting lines. So understand, remember, they took all of the state House and Senate, and they took all the statewide elections except for Congress, because that was set up with the redistricting rules. So with the ability to redraw the districting lines in 2010, the Republicans did so to their advantage, as the Democrats have always done for centuries. And the next election, the Republicans got a majority of the seats in Congress. So now what the Democrats have done is they've already sued in North Carolina, and they're going to do this across the country. They say Republicans currently control legislatures in 32 of the 50 states, thanks to Obama. We can thank Obama for that. And so what they're going to do is they're going to be suing everybody, tying everyone up in court to get this through, just as we saw this frivolous lawsuit that was put out against Roger Stone and against the Trump campaign. They're third parties. As Roger Stone was saying, they haven't even proven that these documents from the DNC were hacked. Julian Assange said they weren't. He said there wasn't a state actor involved. And certainly Roger Stone and the Trump campaign would be a third party to that. But they're going to continue to do that to try to get publicity, to try to fundraise off of that. And, you know, there was an interesting story that I saw on The Guardian about what's going on in Hong Kong. I think it's a good example of where we're going with this absurdity when they use any pretext to manipulate our elections. You know, Hong Kong was free for 100 years, essentially, under British rule. The British ruled it with a very, very light hand, especially towards the end. They let the Hong Kong people be free. Milton Friedman did a series in 1980 called Free to Choose. And he talked about how the Hong Kong people had such incredible freedom because the government didn't take much interest in them. So they had liberty there. And I traveled there when we adopted my daughter. We were there for a while. I thought it was interesting. We were looking at the money. And I was looking at the different denominations, and they looked radically different in terms of design, in terms of color. And it's like, wait a minute, this is, 20 Hong Kong dollars, and it's issued by this one bank, and here's another one, it's issued by another bank. And I realized these are private banks that are issuing the currency. They didn't have a central bank. I mean, it was the closest thing to America before the Civil War that you could find in the world. That's why Milton Friedman talked about how free they were. The problem was that in 1997, their 100-year lease that the British had obtained at the point of a gun with the Chinese government, that ran out. And so the issue at that point was, well, Are they going to fight China to keep Hong Kong free? The British weren't interested in Hong Kong. That's one of the reasons they were free. So they turned it over to the Chinese government. They got a concession from them saying they would treat them as a separate autonomous region. We're now 20 years after that. And now the mainline Chinese government is really starting to come down hard on them. And a good example of this is a Hong Kong court has disqualified four pro-democracy lawmakers for failing to sincerely take the oath of office. And they say their disqualification means that pro-democracy camp has lost its veto power over major legislation, one of the most powerful tools in a parliament that is stacked with pro-establishment, that would be pro-mainline communist Chinese legislators. The communist Chinese are really coming down hard on the Hong Kong people, and they are pushing back. And so listen to what some of these people did when they took their oath of office. One of them prefaced his oath with a quote from Gandhi and a pledge to serve the Hong Kong people. The Chinese communists say, that disqualifies you. You can't serve. We're going to remove you from office. Another one did a slow motion reading of the oath. She paused for 6 seconds between each word. She took 10 minutes to read the 77-word declaration. And so they threw her out, said, you did not show enough respect to this oath. Okay. Then in another one, a guy whose nickname is Longhair, he held a yellow umbrella during his oath, which is a symbol of the city's 2014 democracy protests. And the court wrote, the manner in which he took the oath goes well outside an objective, reasonable range of such requisite solemnity and sincerity. So we look at this and we say, is this any more ridiculous than what the Democrats are doing with this fake Russian red herring narrative? It isn't any sillier than that. And as one of the people there said, ordinary people don't have a lot of power in Hong Kong. We don't have a lot of power here in America, do we? Now this most important right, the right of our elected officials, has been stolen from us. What is the point of elections if they're meaningless? What is the point of elections if we can have the courts and the lawyers, the Democrat courts and the Democrat lawyers and our former presidents basically shut this down and tie us up with nonsense charges that make absolutely no more sense than to take somebody out of office because they're making a political statement as they're taking their oath of office? That's just absolutely amazing. And of course, they've had other people that have been removed from this. And that's what we're seeing in Hong Kong. But the people there are really angry. They're really fighting back. You know, there was a couple of years ago that mainland China tried to institute a propaganda curriculum in Hong Kong that would teach about Mao and talk about the benefits of communism and everything. These are people, understand, who have lived free. And they're not taking that. They took to the street by the thousands. Do Americans care about that? Do Americans even know the agenda that is being put out there? That we just had the beginning of July, we had the National Educational Association, the NEA, the Teachers Union. They had a convention, and in that convention, they talked about how they're going to use NEA funds to push open borders, to push the LGBTQ agenda. These are radical political agendas that are being taught to our children. We don't even care about that. Nobody is taking to the streets. Nobody is taking their kids out of the schools. The people in Hong Kong are paying attention. And we need to look and see what happens if you lose your ability to really care about things. If you become so apathetic that you don't know or care what people are even doing to your children. Meanwhile, we've got fake news. This is another article. It's on Infowars.com. Today's fake CNN news. Let's blow up Russia. We've got a clip from a longtime Clinton supporter. This is an article by Steve Watson on Infowars.com today. Paul Begala, he openly called for a discussion on bombing Russia. This would be funny if it wasn't so insane. I mean, we are living in Dr. Strangelove. Now remember, it was Oliver Stone when he went to do this long-form interview with Vladimir Putin. I actually sat down and watched Dr. Strangelove with him. I guess it was an explanation of our current political environment, kind of a crash course for Vladimir Putin to understand the insanity of America. That's a dark comedy, but this is a dark reality that we're living in. Let's play some of that clip.
Patriotic America should subvert an election with a hostile foreign power. That is what Donald Trump Jr. agreed to do with Mr. Kushner and Mr. Manafort in the meeting. We were and are under attack by a hostile foreign power, and they seem to be abetting that hostile foreign power. We should be debating how many sanctions we should place on Russia, or whether we should blow up the KGB or GSU, GRU. We should be retaliating massively.
Unbelievable.
Because, by the way, if I were a Trump supporter, I would want to retaliate massively because it has tainted his victory. But
there's Anderson Cooper. He's taking this seriously. They're not laughing at him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Over the top. And I just reported earlier this week how CNN is winning all these awards for a documentary that they did in Syria, blaming everything that happened in Aleppo on the other side. Not on their people being ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And they got access to shoot this documentary, go where other journalists had been killed. They got access to get in there by working with an English propagandist for Al-Qaeda or for ISIS, whatever you want, however you want to brand it. I mean, you talk about CNN being ISIS, that is quite literally true. Absolutely insane what CNN is doing. Every day it gets more and more dangerous. You know, all this talk about ramping up war, and of course, this is something Democrats were doing well before the election, saying we're going to be looking at cyber attacks. And if we ascertain or believe that these cyber attacks are coming from Russia, we will take that as if that were a physical attack on us, and we will respond appropriately. In other words, we're going to bomb people if we think that we got a cyber attack from you. Well, who knows where these cyber attacks are coming from? That's not something you can easily ascertain. Anybody who is honest about this, anybody who knows what's going on, John McAfee talked about this well before we had the latest WikiLeaks of Vault 7 that showed that and actually WikiLeaks was responsible. They did not leak out the code. What they leaked out were the PDF owner's manuals, if you will, the documentation on how these programs operate to show what their capability is, but not to give people the code to actually do it. And what we saw with that was that they had numerous ways that they could mask themselves, and we knew that was happening. Everybody that was responsible, we talked to William Binney, we talked to John McAfee, all these people said, look, all these people have the ability to disguise where they're coming from in a number of ways. They can reroute it, and as we learned with Vault 7, they can even make the keyboard strokes and so forth that people have gone back forensically to try to identify what country this comes from. They can make all of that look like they're coming from any country that they wish. And so when they say we're going to give ourselves the ability to, or say that we're going to physically start a war with Russia, if we ascertain that there was a cyber attack conducted against us by them, that what they're saying is we're going to give ourselves the ability to just come up with any excuse to start a war, to do a first strike. And that's a very dangerous thing. That's something that Democrats have been doing since before the election. It's one of the reasons why they got General Flynn out so quickly, because he was rational, he was honest, and they had to get him out, the military-industrial complexes. I want to take a look at the Emmy Awards, because I think this is part of this continuum that we saw with Bill Clinton, with George W., that we saw with Obama's legal issues. And, of course, remember, it's not just the political establishment. It's not just the media, CNN, but the most important tool that they have is entertainment. Remember Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The most effective weapon is ridicule, he said. And so we see Saturday Night Live. They love Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live got, I think it was 22 nominations. They tied Westworld for first place nominations. This was because they're coming after President Trump. And so when we look at the Emmys, we already know who the winner is. The winner is anybody who is anti-Trump. And you have to understand that the Emmys and the Oscars, they're not important. Even if you like the shows, they're not important. You have to understand this is something that's done by the community. This is like a high school election where the most popular people win the election. It has nothing to do with the quality of the shows. It has everything to do with whether or not they like you. Remember Sally Fields? They like me. You really like me. It's a popularity contest. She just won class president when she got that Oscar nomination. They know what it is. It's their own peers that nominate them. And, you know, if you're a conservative, you get shown the door. You're not only not going to get a nomination, you're not even going to get a job. You're going to get blacklisted. That's what they do to conservatives. But when we look at this, we've got the LA Times pointing it out. It was a big year for Saturday Night Live, 22 nominations, no doubt due to the show's nonstop lampooning of President Trump and his associates. Likewise, they said, Stephen Colbert returned to his political ways, made his way back to the race with The Late Show, and also Handmaid's Tale, because that's highly political. They tried to target that at Trump and conservatives, completely ignoring that everything that they have in The Handmaid's Tale is going on far worse in Saudi Arabia and countries under Sharia law. Their worst dystopian nightmare that they say would be brought about by Christians in office is going on in Sharia law. So it was Christians in office who gave us the First Amendment. It was Christians in office who gave us the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It was Christians who, after the Revolution, did not become dictators and tyrants. But if you want to see The Handmaid's Tale, and if you want to see something that is far worse than The Handmaid's Tale, then do a documentary on what's going on in Islamic countries. Because Islam is not a religion. It is a political system that is supported by a religion. The two are inextricable. The caliphate is a fulfillment of the religion. And if they don't have a worldwide caliphate, that is a disgrace to their religion. Meanwhile, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the Vatican getting involved in this, coming out of that truce with the Pope. Didn't last too long with Donald Trump. You know, they shook hands and met, but now the Vatican is coming out after Trump and after conservative Catholics and evangelical Christians. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
Everybody knows that today.
fingers crossed. Everybody.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, July 14th, 2017. Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us in the next hour. She's got a report about glyphosate that she wants to talk about. Of course, we're also going to talk about Russia, China, cyber espionage. You know, as we look at the politicization of our intelligence community, I think we need a new word. I think we need to, instead of calling it espionage, we need to call it electspionage. I have to write that out for you so you get it. Electspionage. And it's kind of like Rich Hall used to do, if you remember that comedian who did Sniglets, coined words. That's really what's going on. That's the thing that really concerns me much, much more than Russia's involvement, is the involvement of the NSA, the involvement of the FBI. That's been pointed out by the FISA court that they broke the law. The FISA court made the ruling. They declassified it. We have our intelligence community, this massive surveillance state, has now become involved in politics, very politicized. That's something we should be very, very concerned about. The people in Washington are the ones who should be the most concerned about that. I want to get back to this story about what the Pope is doing in terms of getting involved in our elections. Before I do, real quickly, I remind you that we have extended our July 4th specials through the month of July. It is now the July Summer Mega Specials, now live at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time, plus free shipping. That's very important. Free shipping, folks. If only we could get the kind of deal that Amazon does in terms of, I think it's like $1.50 per box subsidy from the U.S. Post Office. We'll talk about that later in the show as well. But we have discounts on top of the free shipping. Free shipping is store-wide. Anything that you buy, free shipping. But we also have 30% off of BrainForce Plus, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, our Gut Health Support Pack. All of those are 30% off. Our select storable food is not only free shipping, but 30 to 40% off the usual retail price. And we have Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation. We can get the same effect as you would taking a painful injection, taking it orally. It's very easy to take, great tasting. Just put it under your tongue. 25% off retail. DNA Force is now back in stock and on sale, 20% off. That is one of our premier products. Very expensive to produce, very expensive ingredients, and that is 20% off. That's a big savings. While supplies last, you can get those discounts as well as free shipping store-wide as part of our July Summer Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. That's what funds our operation. We don't get subsidies from the U.S. Post Office. We don't get subsidies from George Soros or any government organization or private organization. We just fund it by offering you the best quality products that we can find for your health. And again, we're going to be talking about glyphosate and how to protect yourself from that coming up with Leanne McAdoo in the next hour. You know, we have Donald Trump in Paris today. And I should mention that I've got a poll that'll be ending today that I put up on my Twitter account, Libertarian, about Macron. You know, they're shaking hands or anything. And, you know, Macron held court in Versailles. People say, what is he? Some kind of a monarchist? He's threatening Parliament, saying, you better not block my reforms, and I'm going to cut the number of people in Parliament. He's going to reduce their number of representatives. I mean, that's one of the things we need to do to get back control of our government, is to increase the number of representatives that we have. That's another discussion for another day. But he's also uniting with Merkel. And so I asked people in the poll, I said, well, what does he see himself as? What does he want to be when he grows up? This little guy, Macron. Does he want to be the leader of Vichy France? Because, you know, we've now put the Germans in charge of unified Europe. That's what Hitler always wanted. Does he want to be Oedipus Rex? This is a guy who married his high school teacher that he fell in love with when he was 15 years old. Or does he want to be Marie Antoinette? Right now, the leader in all of this poll is all of the above. So you can join that poll if you want and tell Macron what you think of him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.